This is London calling in the overseas service of the BBC. Here is a summary of the news. The tremendous feat of cooperation between the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force has enabled the Allied assistance to Norway to achieve great strength. A 10-word communique issued today announced that British forces have already landed at more than one point in Norway. And later this evening, a communique from the Norwegian government, broadcast by the BBC, revealed that Narvik had been recaptured and the country surrounding it. The statement added that British and French help to Norway was assuming great proportions. Thus, within a week of Norway's invasion, strong Allied forces are in Norway, although only 7 days ago, Herr von Ribbentrop told the press in Berlin that the German forces would see to it that during this war, no Englishman or Frenchman would get a glimpse of Norway or Denmark. There is no indication of the whereabouts or number of places occupied by the British. German forces are still at Bergen and Stavanger and are meeting with stiff resistance. Stavanger was again raided today by the Royal Air Force for the sixth time, and at least two German seaplanes were sunk. Heavy bombs were also dropped on the aerodrome. 15 planes of the Fleet Air Arm also launched a heavy bombing attack on German transports and aircraft at Bergen yesterday. They set fire to a transport, sank a small storeship, and set fire to a large flying boat. One of our planes did not return. Another German transport convoy has been attacked in the Kattegat, 4 torpedoes finding their mark, while a message from Sweden tonight says that 2 more German cargo boats have struck mines in the narrowest point of the Kattegat. Although the German wireless claimed today that 4 British battleships, 8 cruisers, and 11 destroyers have been sunk since April the 8th, it can be categorically stated that no British battleship and no cruiser has been sunk. We have lost 4 destroyers. Meanwhile, cooperation between the Norwegian forces and the British and French is quickly being achieved. Today's Norwegian communique said that a number of Norwegian pilots had already taken up duties with the Navy, and Norwegians attached to the expeditionary force have arrived in England and established contact with the military authorities. The Norwegian government have ordered that British and French currency is to be accepted in Norway, and that Norwegian prices will be recognized for the purchase of goods, and British rates will be recognized for billeting fees. The Norwegian government has also ordered all military and civil authorities to give every possible help to the British and French. There is further resistance to German pressure in the Balkans. Romania has decided to hold stocks of petrol at strategic points for military purposes and to forbid the export of wheat. The Yugoslav government is reacting vigorously against the increasing activities of Nazi agents. There were a considerable number of arrests in Belgrade today of people suspected of being connected with the Gestapo. Here in London, the British envoys in Balkan countries concluded their conferences with members of the British government. During the past fortnight, they have reviewed Balkan affairs from every aspect. The trading company, which is being formed with government capital to promote British trade in southeastern Europe, both during the war and after, was today registered as the United Kingdom Commercial Corporation Limited. Sweden has increased her precautions by placing oil supplies under government control. Air raid precautions have been extended to cover most of the country. Police are rounding up undesirables and strict precautions are being taken against any surprise attack. Belgium is also on the alert against any attack being assisted from within. The cabinet today discussed the problem of foreigners resident in Belgium. One Brussels report, indeed, says that all suspected aliens will be interned at camps in western Flanders. In his Pan-American Day speech, President Roosevelt today again affirmed his faith that the value of belief in humanity and justice is always stronger than the value of belief in force, and that men cannot be everlastingly loyal unless they are free. Peace reigns in the Western Hemisphere, he said, because their nations had agreed to mind their own business, to settle their disputes by friendly negotiation, and because of their agreement on economic relations. The Western Hemisphere, he said, had found a new international order that was not Nazism or communism. We did not invent absurd doctrines of race supremacy, he said, or claim dictatorship through universal revolution. Finally, the president recognized that the peace-loving countries of the world must be ready to meet force with force if ever the challenge is made. A message from Washington says that all obstacles to the sale of United States planes to the Allies were removed today when the Anglo-French Purchasing Mission agreed without reservation or complaint to the United States conditions for the release of latest types of aircraft. The Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Morgenthau, declined to explain what the conditions were.